Order. Members may indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows 19 present, one absent.
Prayer of the chaplain, Father Dale Saul.
Let us pray. Lord God, Guatemala is a long way from here, but people are hurting there. Many have died, and much property has been destroyed because of a massive earthquake. And that brings Guatemala close to home as far as thousands of Alaskans are concerned. In the wake of natural disasters, there is a bond that grows up among people who have been through the same things. So, Father, across the miles, and as help is extended to them, we pray for grieving people. May the sorrowing be comforted, the dying granted peace, the hungry fed. And may the survivors be supplied with fortitude sufficient to pick up the pieces of their lives and begin again. Amen.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 25th legislative day with a typographical correction on page 215, amendment number 2, Senate Bill 436, section number should be 44.33 instead of 43.33.
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, there are no additional corrections. I'm asking after the
Senator Curtillo moves and asks unanimous consent for the certification of the journal as corrected without objection.
Introduction of guests.
Senator Huber.
Mr. President, in the car gallery, we have a lot of friends and friends who have properly introduced a lot of people. Mr. President, Lottie is accompanied today by our host of the Tax Council for the Special Committee on Taxation and Revenue, that's Frank, please.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce is it Ruth Peterson of Anchorage?
Senator Curtillo.
Mr. President, one of Alaska's very great educators, he's here today, he's recently retired, Mr. Burke.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Concurrent Resolutions 76 and 79, Senate Concurrent Resolutions 55, 57, 58, 60, and 61, and Senate Joint Resolution 41, and House Bill 27, amended Chapter 3. I have no further messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed Committee Sub for House Joint Resolution 43 by the Judiciary Committee requesting exclusion from federal legislation prohibiting the use of traps.
Resources.
House Bill 595 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to the Village Safe Water Act.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communication.
We have a letter from Virginia Patty. Dear Mr. Croft, through you may I express my deep appreciation to the Senate body for this Resolution 57 in recognition and tribute to my late husband, Ernest Patty. He was indeed committed throughout his life to the development of Alaska, the state, and to education through the University of Alaska. Such consistent devotion is rewarding to find and reflects his philosophy. The purpose of life is to spend it for something that will outlive you. The family joins me in this acknowledgement of the action by the members of the Senate body and assure you of our deep appreciation of the resolution by them sincerely. I have no further communication.
Report Sustaining Committee.
The State Affairs Committee has had sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 252, Retirement Credit for Military Service for State Employees, under consideration. And the committee, or a majority of the committee, recommends it be replaced with a committee sub for sponsor sub for Senate Bill 252. Report was signed as follows. Senator Huber, Chairman, signed do pass. Senator Ferguson, signed do not pass. Senators Coletta and Meland had no recommendation. 252 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 592, Theft of Telecommunication Service, under consideration. The committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Meland, Poland, and Tillian. 592 has no further referrals.
Approved.
Judiciary Committee has had Senate Bill 597, Date of Submission of Reports Concerning Bingo, Raffles, and Ice Pools, under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Meland and Tillian. Senator Poland had no recommendation. 597 has no further referrals.
Approved.
The State Affairs Committee has had committee sub for sponsor, sub for House Bill 64, Public Employees Retirement System, under consideration. And the majority of the committee recommends be replaced with a Senate committee sub for sponsor, sub for House Bill 64. The report was signed by Senator Huber, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Coletta and Meland. Senator Ferguson had no recommendation. 64 has a further referral to finance. And I have no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
I have none.
Senator Rader?
President, pre-conference committee on the committee substitute for Senate Bill 310 is in the process of preparing a substitute bill. We're waiting for fiscal note on that. The pre-conference committee on Senate Bill 334 relating to mutual banks and their investments has suggested that committee be discharged.
Senator Rader moves and asks unanimous consent that the Pre-Commerce Committee on Senate Bill 334 be discharged without objection. Mutual banks, investments, and property improvement notes. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, Pre-Conference Committee on Senate Bill 138, Zoning and State Parks, that was the House, and includes the work that acceptable language on the full report after the law committee members on Monday.
Further reports of special committees. Introduction of resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 73 by Senator Ferguson requesting that construction of certain local service roads and trails be given high priority during the 1976 construction season.
Finance.
I have no further resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bill.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 267 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. Entitled An Act Relating to the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Resources.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 406 by Senators Croft, Petula, and Poland. Entitled An Act Relating to the Marine Transportation of Oil, Petroleum Products, and Their Byproducts, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Commerce. Resources.
Senate Bill 610 by Senators Rohde, Chance, Croft, Cotulla, Ray, and Ferguson. Entitled An Act Relating to State Aid to Local School Districts and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill 611 by Senators Rohde, Croft, Miller, and Chance. Entitled An Act Relating to Adoption by Step Parents.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Senate Bill 612 by the Resources Committee by request. Entitled An Act Relating to the Kachemak Bay Critical Habitat Area.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill 613 by Senator Cotulla, entitled An Act Relating to Regional Native Housing Authorities.
Commerce.
Senate Bill 614 by Senator Orsini, entitled An Act Providing for Assessment, Levy, and Collection of a Tax on Developed Land Within the Unorganized Borough and Providing for an Effective Date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill 615 by Senators Bradley, Rohde, Ferguson, Sackett, Croft, and Willis. Entitled An Act Relating to Assistance to the Aged, Blind, and Disabled and Providing for an Effective Date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill 616 by Senator Bradley by request. Entitled An Act Relating to Interest on Credit Card Accounts.
Commerce.
Senate Bill 617 by Senator Miller, entitled An Act Relating to Payment of Overtime.
Labor and Management.
Senate Bill 618 by Senators Willis and Cotulla, entitled An Act Relating to the Administrative Procedure Act and the Administrative Regulation Review Committee.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill 619 by Senator Willis, entitled An Act Relating to the Public Employees Retirement System.
Finance.
Senate Bill 620 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council Subcommittee on Taxation and Revenue, entitled An Act Relating to Assessment and Taxation of Oil and Gas Properties Net Proceeds Tax, and provided for an effective date.
Resources, finance.
Those are all the bills.
Senator Stanity. Senate Bill 611 relates to the adoption code that was passed several years ago in this legislature. That'll be referred to judiciary as well as the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. Further introduction of bills?
I have no further bills for introduction.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. I have before us in second reading Senate Bill 607.
Senate Bill number 607 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Budget Information Available to the Legislature. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Butrovich, Sackett, Poland, Chance, and Ferguson. I have no amendments.
Senator Cotulla. Senator Cotulla.
No amendments.
No amendments.
President,
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill 607 be advanced from second to third reading, placed before you on final passage. Without objection.
Third reading, Senate Bill 607.
Senate Bill 607, entitled An Act Relating to Budget Information Available to the Legislature.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, just briefly, I think that the amendment here, the bill is self-explanatory. It's just a housekeeping matter, and it will help us with our work in that if we get these work books 2 weeks earlier than they are now, and 2 weeks to get the meeting out of here.
Further discussion? Ready to vote?
Right.
Question is, shall Senate Bill 607 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, no nays, 2 absent.
The House Bill 607. In second reading, House Joint Resolution 47.
House Joint Resolution number 47 by the State Affairs Committee, commending the United States Forest Service for its Alaska Marine Highway Visitor Information Service Program. The Resources Committee considered this bill and this resolution and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Rohde, Orsini, Meland, Butrovich, and Croft. I have no amendments.
Senator Cotulla.
President, on behalf of the Hispanic Amendment, I move asking unanimous consent to House Joint Resolution 47 be considered gross advance for reading, placing final passage.
Senator Cotulla moves and asks unanimous consent that House Joint Resolution number 47 be advanced from second to third reading, placed for you on final passage. Without objection.
Third reading, House Joint Resolution 47.
House Joint Resolution number 47, commending the United States Forest Service for its Alaska Marine Highway Visitor Information Service Program.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, just a question. Does that have anything to do with fast food and diversion?
Further discussion? Ready to vote? The question is, shall House Joint Resolution number 47 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Every senator voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? The secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, no nays, 2 absent.
The House Joint Resolution number 47 passed the Senate. Concludes the daily calendar. Brings us down to unfinished business. Special orders. Senator Cotulla.
Mr. President, may I write special orders to comment on a statement on the Token Atlantic Exchange, partially a request to the Resources Chairman who could not be here.
Without objection, you have the floor.
President, as you will note in this article, or this news release that's sent down to us, instead of inaction now equaling approval by the legislature, there is now going to be legislation calling for positive action on Cook County land plan. Mr. President, the problem at all times has been that two people in the administration made the decision. Even the Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources didn't make the decision. And I think the governor's finally a bit gotten on top of the thing that after 11 months of study and work by very few people, began with two people, the people of the state will not accept a decision of such vast significance as the one that they made. I do congratulate the governor at this late date in coming up and requesting the legislature for approval. I do condemn the method in which they originally arrived at the decision. As I say, even the Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources had no idea on what the land exchange was all about. That is the immediate past that. And with two men making the decision, that's really dangerous. I do appreciate the governor finally coming in and saying we have to take a positive approach rather than no action at all in order to confirm decisions were made by these people.
Move this part, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, may we reserve the introduction?
Without objection, you have the floor.
President, over in this gallery here, I'm very proud that, and this is Boy Scouts Anniversary Month, to introduce to you some scouts and explorer representatives who have been here for the report to the governor. This is the 66th anniversary of scouting in the United States. We have Cub Scout James King, Cub Scout Roger Sperger, Cub Scout Lauren Powers, Cub Scout Patrick McDonigal, Scout Mike Huff, Scout Andrew Loney, Scout Dan Moon, Scout Stephen Bandolero, Bandarola, Scout Scott Davis, Explorer Richard Peterson, Scout Ray Pigel, and the escorts for the fine boys, Jack Colbert, Council Commissioner, Jack Russell, Scout Executive, and some of the parents are here. Please stand up.
Further announcements? Further special orders? Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the excuse is to call the House for Monday and Tuesday. I'll be in Anchorage on personal business, though I don't expect it to take that long. I wish to have that prerogative on airline schedule to take with the office.
Senator Rohde moves and asks unanimous consent. He'd be excused from a call of the Senate February 9th and 10th. Is there objection? Without objection. Senator Rohde is excused from a call of the Senate on those dates. Further special orders? Announcement of committee meetings? Senator Willis?
Mr. President, there'll be a continuation of the joint hearing on the mortuary science bill, the interim bill, in the House Commerce room over the Capitol Courts building on November 6th, 28th at 11 p.m. There's some national representatives here to testify on the bill. It's not as dead as it may sound. You're all welcome to attend. 11 o'clock.
Senator Sanity. Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the Finance Committee will meet over the weekend on the subcommittee work.
And we'll
meet the full session
at
9 o'clock
on
the
West Coast. Mr.
President,
there will be a caucus of both Republicans and Democrats individually upon adjournment.
Further announcements? Further business?
Senate test will meet today at 1:30. But bills will be posted. Senate Commerce will meet Monday at 2 p.m.
Further announcements? Further business? Senator Cordova?
Cordova Ice Cream Festival is on as an announcement this night. Mr. President, I'm moving to ask unanimous consent that we adjourn to 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Senator Cotilla moves and asks unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock Monday morning. Without objection.